What's up, Jimmy Neutron?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Carl Weezer?
What's up, Courage the Cowardly Dog?
What's up, Steph Nugs?
It's been a while. It's been a year since we've done a podcast.
Oh, they don't have to know that.
Oh, it's only been a couple days, actually. Sorry.
It's not like they're going to take a year break to listen to these anyway.
Yeah, I think this can be this is the first episode of 2019.
Yeah, starting the year off right in August.
Yes, sir.
So I need a gear score of 425, and I'm at 383.
Not bad.
But I might just... You're getting there. I'm going to craft some stuff, see what I can do. I'll make it work.
Go for it.
Are we all here? Oh, no.
Yeah, we out here.
Cody still needs to join.
I think I'm in here.
Yeah, he's in here. He's been following me around.
Yeah, man. I'm here.
So when you craft something, does it follow your current gear score, or is it, like, set?
I see the Mandalorian, guys. The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian? Where he at?
This guy? Oh, he's the Mandalorian.
My backpack's full. Jeez.
Look at him dance. Oh, he's going to challenge you, Cody. Uh-oh.
I don't think I have any of my dancers selected.
Was this going to be a three-way?
Let's get this.
You got to have your dance moves on the...
We're playing rock, paper, scissors, and we just both put scissors. So we're going again. Ooh, we both did scissors again. All right, one more time. Oh, he's fishing.
Well, I'll fish with him.
Does fishing beat scissors?
I don't know, actually. Because you can cut the wire, so I think...
Yeah, true. That's right. Wins. I think I won. All right, cool. And we won. What's up, cowboy?
Cody wanted me to remind you again, Brad, that you do see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, I do. That's for true.
You really need to see it, dude.
I was talking to Emma about it yesterday, and I was like, I would take you right now again. Even though it's like almost 3 hours, I'd go again right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those movies where, I mean, I was thinking about it and talking, like, me and Monica were talking about it, like, all night. And then the next morning, I woke up, and I was like, I can't wait to go see it again.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see it maybe
tomorrow,
or maybe Friday, or whenever.
Yeah, I know. You'll love it, dude. I think it might be Quentin Tarantino's funniest movie. I think maybe.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's high praise.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in the movie that are so funny.
So what score do you have to be again, Brad, for Tidal Basin?
It has to be 425.
Well, we could do some control points around that area and boost up your thing.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then we can do Tidal Basin.
Yeah, let's do here. I'm just gonna craft some stuff really quick, see if I can get my gear score up, and then if I'm still low,
I'll fast travel there real quick.
Yeah,
at the Washington Monument. I'll just wait there until you.
All right. Sounds Gucci. All right. So, what'd you all think of the big day?
The big day.
Yeah, we haven't talked.
What's that?
Well, I'm glad. Chance the Rapper would have you know that it's his first album, because
peanut
apparently
butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Right, this peanut butter jelly. It's a very important, very deep part of the song.
Yeah.
And then absolutely. You've got something about Daddy Long Legs.
I think that was probably my favorite part.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, just the way he described it, it just was inspirational and really had me contemplating life and the
meaning of it. It spoke to me.
Yeah, definitely.
And then it had me thinking about the reality behind the purpose of spiders and everything.
Wow, that's high praise.
High praise. Well, it's about deepness and really intense songwriting without going into hot shower. Because when he said hot water, you know, he's talking about, you know, when you're taking a hot shower, the water's hot, obviously. That's a no-brainer, but he says it anyway.
Yeah, he does say that.
Oh, man, all these are score 250. Not going to work for me. I'm going to have to upgrade my bench.
So, for real, though, the album sucks. And I, you know how I was saying that, like, I'm done taking hot showers? And I normally only take hot showers, but like I kind of took it seriously and I've been taking cold showers every day, like for real, which I never do, even like when it's hot outside and stuff. Like I always take hot showers, but but I've actually been taking cold showers, and I took a cold shower today and it was kind of amazing.
But when it can you be take refreshing. A cold shower, do you think of hot shower?
Nah, dude, that's why I can't take a cold shower. Yeah, but it's still, I guess it still kind of makes me think of it, though. I mean, he does have a point, because I'm
like, a little bit.
Because I'm thinking about a shower, and because I'm still not used to it, it makes me think, wait, why am I taking a cold shower? And then I think of Chance the Rapper, and I think a hot shower, and then I'm like, God damn it, he got it. He got me, still. I'm taking a cold shower, and he still got me thinking about hot shower, dude.
I just,
it's fun, dude.
I think what's difficult for me is knowing that he knows that people are trashing his album and he is feeding into it. And
yeah, I think I think that's the best part is seeing him react and tell people to like eat a dick or whatever he's saying.
It's kind of like an old man. He wears like socks with sandals. And people kind of say, like, oh, nice socks with sandals. He's like, yeah, I guess they are pretty swell. And he doesn't realize that they're actually making fun of him for wearing socks with sandals.
Yeah.
He's a little out of touch.
Yeah.
I'm just confused by the whole aspect of him feeding into it. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether to take it as a sign of like he knows, or is he just trolling?
He can't redo it. He can't make a new album.
No, I know.
He's doing damage control. He's doing
bad.
That's not working. I feel like if anything, that's only making it worse, though.
Well, exactly. That's the funny part. People, it's one of those, you know, damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. He's, if he tries to play like he actually thought the album was good, people be
the
like.
The thing nah. is, I think he thinks it is good.
I think he does too.
Oh, yeah. Well, he still thinks it's a masterpiece.
Well, and if you think about it too, like he's only, you know, he hasn't, throughout his career so far, I mean, he hasn't released a ton of music, and up until this point all of his work has been received well. Like people have liked, like I mean even Coloring Book, which, you know, wasn't like great, but it was good, and it won, didn't it win awards and stuff? And
yeah,
like I mean, I think he thinks that he's really good. Like I think that he didn't even think it was possible to make a
it's
bad
that
album.
Grammy mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was testing waters, like, hey, I'm gonna release the most garbage thing I can think of, people still like it.
Yeah, maybe he thought he could get away with it. He's like, hey, now that everyone loves me so much, maybe I can release trash and people will just You know,
maybe like I can release something that I want to do where I don't have to feel like I'll get judged for something like that. But he knew that he was going to get judged for it.
Yeah.
I'm dead, by the way.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I'm on the map.
I got some stuff for you, so when you're ready.
Let me just take some aspirin and then.
Just take some baby aspirin. You should be good.
Baby aspirin. People still ask for baby aspirin at my store. We don't sell it anymore.
Why not?
It's actually the buffered aspirin. It's like a very specific type that hardly anybody buys because people just use it for their dog. So we'd get like one person, maybe every couple years, that wanted to give their dog aspirin, and they'd ask for it. And we got phased out.
True.
That's the market for you, boys. Marketing 101.
So, you sent what? Speaking of work, what was going on? Because you sent me some pictures.
I explained it in the Zap a little bit, but basically, we're just getting our whole front section torn out, and it's gonna be one like you know what Bell's or Marshall's or Old Navy looks like.
Yeah,
be like that, like just a long line of registers, and then a bunch of impulse stuff at the last minute. So I mean,
okay.
We'll see, could be interesting.
That's cool.
But in the meantime, everybody's just amazed. Everybody's walking in like, wow, how could you?
Really?
Yeah, it's great. And we can only ring people up in photo and cosmetics.
Oh, I bet they love that.
They love it. Yeah, and they're so confused. Like, right, can I check out over here? And I'll like beckon to the pile of ash that was the front counter.
Nice. Did someone just leave? What was that noise?
Yeah. Bradley's gone.
Oh. Nice. Well, that was
a little technical difficulty.
Okay. I just heard a little bingy noise and I knew it was something bad.
Sorry for the little interruption. Brad is from Nebraska, and so that explains everything.
Yeah, they don't have real internet there yet.
But I got some good gear for him, so when he joins us, I will be able to give him what he wants. We got some 450 stuff, so I think he'll.
Sweet, yeah, I think I got some stuff for him too.
Any crazy customers for you?
Oh,
and welcome back.
We're back from our commercial break. Thank you very much.
We were just explaining to everybody that you're from Nebraska, so that explains.
What explains it? Well, yeah, it's got new internet. So
got that Nebraskan internet.
Yeah, everything down here is either super slow or farm-related. So that's why.
Nice.
I'm going to be really mad if I start spectating. You guys are just like behind cover doing nothing.
Nope. We actually just took control of it.
We're doing work out here, dude.
We just unlocked the supply room for you.
Well, I can't respawn because you're in combat. Or maybe I can now.
Yeah, you probably can
now.
It's locating agent, whatever that means.
Okay.
So now
we're playing hard to find.
Probably. What the heck?
So now just respawning somewhere and then fast travel to us.
Okay, respawn available. All right, returning to player. It's going to take another 10 hours.
Very good, very good, very good. Hold it down.
Give
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Brad. We got some stuff for you, dude.
You got some drip.
Yeah, yeah we so got... we're in the supply room downstairs, and I'm just going to drop everything right here so you can have it.
There you go.
Yeah, so me talking. Too.
Okay, select respawn yeah, point.
Some good stuff for you.
That's good.
Good stuff, bro.
So while we're playing about it too, might as well talk about it, I guess.
About what?
About Division 2.
Oh, about Division 2. So, yeah. Well, the new update, just, well, I mean, it's not, it was a lot.
Oh, yeah, the second part of it. We should do that after this. Or we can even do it right now, because I have to level up anyway. Right?
True.
So I haven't done the third part, whatever that is, like the student union or whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know what else we have to do. Like, we only did...
I just dropped some stuff for you, Brad. Hopefully that helps.
I got it. Let me see.
It's all 450.
So there's three different... what's it called? Three different... skadoodles.
Oh, skadoodles.
Like, you've got the library, and you've got the... it's a freaking called the library, and then the metro station thing, and then you've got your then there's like the student union, and that was locked for me for a while.
So like metro station, like shake it off or shake it or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so there's the third area. That was locked to me for the last week. And now I'm pretty sure it's unlocked.
True.
So now we can do it.
Where? Nice.
At the college.
Oh, like year one? Like that stuff? At Kinley College?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, now I can do the third part. Or hopefully... It said it would unlock in 4 days, and it's been 4 days. So using calculus, you should be able to figure that out.
I have no idea. But the update's pretty cool. I think that the missions that we did were fun and bigger than I expected, and Brad's gone again. Brad's gone again. Yeah, it's Nebraska, Brad. Nice. technical difficulties.
But this is what people are here for. They want to see that real world aspect.
Yeah, man, that's the best part. We keep it real, dude. Everything is real. It's raw. It's the rawest of the raw, you know? Well, you were asking me about customers and stuff, and I don't...
Did you ever think crazy happened today at work?
Well, today I think the craziest thing that happened, it wasn't that crazy, but it was kind of funny. So I was, you know, walking between two houses, and I saw, like, an old dude back there, and I didn't recognize him. He wasn't the customer. I didn't know who he was. And as I was walking around the house, I saw him like taking a piss just on the side of the house.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, hey, how's it going? And then he kind of like freaked out a little bit, and I think he tried to hide his dick real quick, and I was just pretending that I had no idea what happened.
Sounds very sketchy.
Yeah, so that was pretty exciting. I think he was painting the house or something, and he just decided he was going to take a piss. So,
what?
Oh, what's up, Brad?
Man, welcome back.
So, we're playing a new game where you have to guess what the hell we were just talking about.
What do you think?
Just based off of the couple words you heard.
It sounds like an episode of The Cosby Show, if I had to guess. And then Cliff was like, hey, Theo, could you help me with paint? And then Theo came in and was like, "Dad, I'm either 12 or I'm 25." And he had to guess.
Pretty close.
I think that was a trick I had, probably. Is there like a default, I don't want to share stuff, so let me mod it without having to press A button?
Not sure.
What I'm talking about, like every single time you pick up a new gun, you're like, oh, I want to mod this. And then it'll be like, oh, won't be shareable.
Oh.
I do that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
So what's your guys' thoughts on people saying that video games are the cause for people causing mass murders?
I think it's a bunch of hoopla.
Hoopla! Yeah. Like
everybody under the age of 30.
Yeah, I think it's silly. And it's, you know, just...
Oh, stronghold on them.
There's always going to be people.
Let's do it.
What?
I'm gear score, whatever I need now.
So title basin?
Yeah, we doing that stronghold.
I'm fast traveling there right now. Welcome
to the title basin podcast.
So we're going to podcast.
Title basin walkthrough. We're going to, you know, tell you what you got to do.
But in code. So we'll tell you you have to ice the cake, and you just got to know what that means.
Title basin. Wait, have you done title basin before, or is this your first time doing
it? This is my first time. There's more times.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, title basin's an insane level.
There's more times? Yeah. There's
what more the times. Heck? It's like once you get to world tier 5, it resets or what?
Yeah, you just get to keep redoing everything, you know?
That's pretty crazy. Fun. So, like, everything's going to be invaded again.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit
harder. It's harder. So, it's like challenge mode on Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. Well, and you can play on the harder difficulties, which, man, they're kind of tough, though.
Yeah, we did it one time like with Mark, and we died. What? Oh, how many God. Times was that? We died so many times that Cody and I were thinking of just like telling them that we're not going to do this anymore.
Yeah, on this one, right? On title basin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's just when you get to the end where it's pretty hard.
And it got to the point where we like told Mark, because Mark was the one that wanted to do the higher difficulty.
Well, I bet. Yeah. I bet he wants to just go hard every time because he's...
And if I'm not wrong, the gear like wasn't better anyways. So it wasn't
like that. It was, yeah. Yeah.
It's a fun level though.
It is fun.
It's well,
fun.
I guess I'll be the judge of that here in a second.
Yeah, dude.
Infantry to judge it up. Just base.
So you guys both saw Hobbs and Shobbs, right? What did you guys think of that?
I thought it was
a Shaw and Hob.
Shaw and Bob.
I saw Hob.
See those big Hobbs?
It was a decent prequel movie, but it wasn't anything special.
A prequel movie? Prequel to what? Star Trek?
Yeah, bro.
Probably. Are these people dead? Again. What's going on here? Oh, they're there. You're dropping like flies. No, I thought it was pretty great, actually. Cody earlier. I loved how there are a lot of throwbacks to the early series. Like when all the dudes in the trucks would come, they'd latch onto each other. That was totally like from the first couple movies. And
that part was cool.
What do you think of the whole drama though, where you know the cast of who's the black guy in
Tyrese?
Yeah, like how he was mad at
Brad's gone again.
Wasn't he mad at The Rock for doing this?
Oh yeah, I think so. I think I read something about that, but I really don't remember.
He was mad that like what they were doing like wasn't worthy to you know, Paul
making movies after he's dead.
But I don't know. I mean, in a sense, like, it would have made sense if they, like, tied it in to the previous movies and stuff like that, but I feel like it was completely different, even though it kind of felt like the same.
Oh, well, and he back.
We better
have back.
Like 50 like sponsors, because we're going to have a lot of commercials.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's okay.
It'll lapse for like a minute, and then it'll be fine. Like, it's not like it. It's like when if the power goes out for half a second, but your Xbox still shuts off. It's like some kind of like early 2000s level failure. Like, we should be past that because we're 2019.
We were just talking about how, like, what did you think about the whole drama with that black guy, like, getting mad?
Tyrese. Well, and then I said, because I talked about this for a good 30 seconds after it got disconnected. but I said, I think he's just being a little da baby.
Because he just wants that money and he feels like he's missing out on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Check every episode without really having to do anything. Like, he just, whoa! And then that's it.
Yeah, maybe he thought, like, he died, like, this is going to be my big break. Now I get to be the star. And then when they're like, hey,
like, no,
we want to make a movie with The Rock.
Like, three movies after yours.
Yeah. He was probably just mad. I don't think that there's any problem with them making more. I think.
Oh, yeah. They're going to make more.
I mean, Princess Leia died. I mean, they're still making Star Wars movies, right?
Yeah. Well, when you think about the other series that they've kind of continued beyond the point of ridiculousness, like Transformers,
Saw,
Saw, things like that. I think it's a lot better than most of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Masad does kind of have an interesting plot, though, as it goes on.
Yeah, the first one.
No, you know what? I disagree. I don't think that the movies are great, but no. I do think that the thing that's cool is how they're all kind of connected. I feel like
They're all called.
Kind of. No, but it's not. I don't know. There's something cool about the Saw story. Like, I think how they. I don't know. There's something cool about them.
It's They're like not Final all Destination. Great. How not all Final Destinations are good, but there's some supernatural elements and.
Well, which one's your favorite Final Destination?
Toss it between 1 and 2, because I mean, 1's classic, 1's a little more grounded, but 2's the one with the highway stuff, right?
Yeah,
that one changed my life. Cause
which one was the one where the DVD had like a choose your own adventure thing where you make choices?
Is that the Final Destination?
I don't know. I really don't remember.
I know like the most recent one that I can remember is where it's like with those kids and like the person dies like in like the escalator or something like that. That's the bridge one, like the San Francisco bridge that collapses. That's the most recent one.
I didn't see that. Well, see, and those are connected because I didn't see the last one, but I pretty much know what happens.
Well, yeah,
and
the fact exactly that exactly what happens.
Yeah, like the whole plane thing.
Oh yeah.
Next to the first one, so without spoiling it, but I mean, like that's if you've seen it, you know it. What it is, and that's interesting how it's like Rogue One, you know. It's the Rogue One of
the Rogue One of
disaster movies or whatever.
What's your guys' favorite movie series that has like multiple movies?
Star Wars.
Like,
it's the easy answer. Here are
no
Ghostbusters.
Well, Let's change the question to, I mean, more like
fair, like
a
dumb
ridiculous amount of movies. Yeah, they're like maybe like a dumb series that probably shouldn't have like 100 movies, but it does. Like Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's an easy one. Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
I love
a good one.
Even though, like, I didn't see the last one. Either the fourth or fifth was kind of like meh. But the first two and the one before the last one I thought were great. So, like, 1, 2, and 5.
What about you, Cody?
Man, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Underworld.
No, not Underworld. I've only seen the first Underworld, and I think I've also only seen like the first Resident Evil movie.
My wife only wanted to watch the first one. I told her I made the mistake of saying she doesn't have to watch it if she doesn't like this one, and she hasn't seen the other ones.
That's funny.
If that doesn't tell you what's going on, then.
All right,
hey,
he gone. I would maybe say Friday the 13th, actually, just because there's so many of them, and there's some that are pretty good, and there's so many that are bad, and they have like Jason Goes to Hell, and there's Jason Goes to Space or whatever.
Oh yeah,
there's
Jason,
so many.
Was
like,
it Jason X or whatever?
Jason X, yeah, that one's so bad. But the idea, I love the idea of that movie. I think it sounds so cool. But the movie was just, it was bad. Reminds me. Oh yeah, tell me.
No, go ahead.
Well, did you ever see the movie Machete?
Yes.
With Danny Trejo?
Yeah.
So I just saw in the news that he's making a third one, because there was one, like Machete Kills.
Was it Megan Fox in one of them?
I don't remember.
Transformers?
But
no, in one of the Machete movies, wasn't Megan Fox in one of them?
Oh, probably. No,
no.
You're thinking of Michelle Rodriguez? Is she in one of those?
I think so. I don't even know. She was. She was. She had a eye patch in it.
Oh, okay.
But no, I was just telling Nate that that they're making a third one, and it's I think it's called like Machete Goes to Space or something. And,
that's what I was.
Honestly, I'm kind of excited.
Well, that's the obvious next step with most of these series. Like, we still haven't had a Saw.
Oh, it was exactly. Jessica Alba that I was thinking that was in Machete.
Oh yeah,
because that was kind of like weird. Didn't really see that coming.
That she's in there.
For me, mine would have to be either the Predator movies or Transformer.
Transformers. I am not going to say Transformers. Okay. There's,
all right. Nate,
was
rank the Transformers movies. Like,
yes.
What's your favorite one?
Like,
one. I feel like I'm going to get a hardcore judge or something.
No, it's okay. I don't think I've seen them all, and I just want to know, you know?
I definitely haven't seen them all. I didn't see 4 or 5.
Well, so it kind of sucks because I feel like Shia LaBeouf like really did do like a good job in it.
Yeah.
And, like, as soon as they got rid of him,
yeah,
it was like
it sucked.
I mean, like, of course, like Mark Wahlberg is like a good addition, but I feel like his character, like,
no!
there was no like development or like anything to it. It's just like he was there and
the guy
to fill space or something.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any. Like,
I'd rather have them be like, you know, Shia LaBeouf characters, Sam Witwicky, like he just died, and this guy like knew him or something like that, and he wants
to
continue helping them because, you know, Sam trusted him and helping him with the Transformers, something like that. Or they could have at least, you know, if it was like today's like day. I bet you anything, like, if Megan Fox was still in it, or, like, even, like, some girl, they could have made, like, a female lead or something like that, because he was always around those types of characters.
Yeah. And so Michael Bay likes hot girls.
Yeah. I would have to say, though, like, my favorite one, obviously, is probably the first one.
Yeah. That's
okay.
I don't know. I think Bumblebee might be a contender.
Bumblebee was good.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh man, you call yourself a fan.
I know.
He's seen all the bad ones.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to lose your mind.
We're
good.
Oh, no.
So we have to blow these planes up.
Helicopter's not catching on fire.
You gotta blow up. There's like crates like right next to them, like red barrels.
Yeah. I think I got all of them, though.
We're probably the first one, and then the third one, and then the second one.
So the third one. Oh. What was that? He left.
He probably got pissed by people. He got mad at my order.
Transformers 3, and he was done.
Yeah. He's like, I don't trust this guy anymore.
Like, the whole podcast thing, you can forget it. Not with a Transformers 3 lover.
Exactly.
Seals the deal. No, but the 3 was the first one where it was like, okay, this is maybe a little too much.
But I mean, I even still, like, enjoyed the plot, like, you know, with them going to the moon and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it was like a cool.
That was cool. I mean, with 2, even though it was pretty crazy, I was still on board because, you know, the first one was pretty good, and the second one wasn't like, you know, too bad. So it wasn't to the point yet where it's like, oh, these ridiculous Transformers movies.
The third one was the last one with Sam.
So they got disconnected. Yeah. Third one was maybe the last, like, real one.
That was even then, like, Chicago gets, like, attacked and stuff like that. But he has a new girl, though.
I even told you that. I just know they had, like, wingsuits and, you know, gliders. And I have a sniper rifle. There's that big damage. We should invite Cody.
Yeah, I'm trying right now.
Back.
Technical difficulties.
Now I can give him crap about disconnecting because I'm sick of taking the brunt.
Welcome to the podcast. We're disconnecting.
It's a top 15 podcast. I can't even do that.
Welcome finally. Back. Wow. That took forever.
Someone's connections. Is there a hurricane going on right now?
Yeah. Honestly, I thought that I was never going to get back in. It was taking so long.
Dude, that was me.
That's crazy.
Now you know my pain. So it's not my internet.
I guess y'all Nebraska number 2 now.
Florida's kind of like Southern Nebraska. Like
that second Nebraska.
I was telling Brad he probably left because of me, my ranking of Transformers.
No, I didn't get to hear the ranking, man. I want to hear it. I heard you say the first one was your favorite, and then we said, oh, you got to see Bumblebee, and then I got booted.
Yeah. So you got to promise we'll still be friends after this, because I don't think you're going to work.
Well, that's fine with me, but I got to know.
You say that now.
It doesn't matter, because to me, I mean, they're all bad, so let's hear it.
So, 1, 3, 2, 4, 5. The thing that sucks, though, is the last night, like, it was bad, but I did kind of like the whole, like...
Wait, which one did you watch last night?
No, I didn't watch one last night. I said the last night. The last night.
Oh, the last night. I forgot about that. You know, that one actually looked cool. I remember when it was coming out, I was actually like, you know what? That actually might be good. Yeah, I kind of thought it was okay.
I mean, like the story of it, like, tied into, like, the Transformer, like, universe, like, was interesting. But the movie, like, wasn't that.
Oh, but it contradicted stuff. It's like, when did the Transformers come to Earth? Was it in 2008? Yeah. Was it when the dinosaurs came? Was it when medieval times happened? When was it?
Yeah.
Because it like jumps all over the place just to fit whatever. Like, there'll be a World War II one. oh, the Nazis find the Transformers.
Well, and especially, you know, with him having, like, the whole thing buried in the pyramid and stuff like that.
Yeah, that too. Like, was it the Egyptians?
True.
I guess the world may never know.
But the first one's still my favorite one, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
I'd say Bumblebee's definitely
my favorite. Yeah, Bumblebee's good. Like, it's actually good.
Like, you know? It's like the Aquaman of Transformers, you know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I have a coworker where he told me that his dad saw Aquaman and he didn't like it at all. And so my coworker told me that he didn't see Aquaman because of that. And I told him, like, to be honest, like, that was probably my favorite.
Yeah. DCU.
Yeah, it was good.
I need to see it again because it was. I just love that explosion thing. Like every 10 serious moment, without fail, something explodes, and it's great.
And goodbye.
It's like it's kind of like Russian roulette.
I wonder why it's booting. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, it's been. I just hope it doesn't happen to me again because that sucks. True.
So, which one's your favorite? Welcome back.
Hey. See, now I just know hit disconnect now when it has troubles and just click on the link because it's way faster than just waiting for it to.
Nice. Thanks for the pro tips.
You can probably just keep the conversation going and I'll have to kind of guess a little bit, but that's fine.
That's what we've been doing.
So what were we talking about?
I was just asking Cody what his favorite Friday the 13th movie was.
Ooh.
Friday the 13th. I want to say part 4.
Did you ever watch like, the new one that came out?
The one from like 2009?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did watch that.
Was it like the Friday the 13th?
I think so, to be honest.
I think it's just called Friday the 13th or something. It's actually pretty decent. It's not bad. I don't know.
It's like college kids like on a lake house or whatever.
Yeah.
I think my least favorite scene is when the guy goes to like the shed to get something and you're like, dude, you're going to die.
Well, that was before it was bad to like be stupid in horror movies. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, you can't be stupid in horror movies.
Yeah.
Like it's impossible, even though that was pretty much what made them good in the first place. People are so scrutinous of, well, any kind of movie. And if anybody makes any lapse of judgment, it's a bad movie.
Yeah, aren't they making a new Freddy? Like Freddy movie?
Oh, really? Like separate from the Jackie Earle Haley one?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know they're making like a Hellraiser, right?
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think so. What? I thought you told me.
Which one is Jordan Peele directing?
Oh.
Oh, he's doing Candyman, right?
Candyman.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So maybe there's not a new Hellraiser.
Yeah, well, there definitely are new Hellraisers, but they're like straight to DVD Hellraisers. Like one came out last year. It's called like Hellraiser Judgment or something.
Judgment Day.
I keep up on my
Hellraiser.
Yeah, because you know Hellraiser. I haven't seen all the sequels. I think I've only seen the second one, but the first one is one of my favorite horror movies ever. I love that movie.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it, I don't think.
I think you need to. I didn't even know what to expect when I saw it. Like, I had no idea what it really was, and it was nothing that it was good.
Be.
Yeah.
Because I have an idea of what it is, and I doubt it's that.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like, I kind of thought I knew, I had an idea, but what I thought it was nothing like it actually is. And so it was kind of a nice little surprise.
Well, I have, like, no idea. I picture a Dracula type thing where he's just, like, sitting in a room playing organ or something. Like, that's my understanding of the movie.
Nice. Well, then I think you're going to love it.
No, I bet.
Because it's not bad. But it's good.
Okay. Well, it's good. As long as it's good.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I don't see bad movies.
Yeah, don't see bad movies, dude. What was your favorite, like, series?
Like, horror series?
Well, just, like...
That one, Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah, Resident Evil. Which one did you say was your favorite one?
Oh, I'd probably say 2. Just because
Is that the one where it's, like, that guy...
It's in the city.
And he turns into, like, that super powerful. Yeah, that one's really good.
Yeah, with Nemesis, and you've got... And then... It's pretty standard.
I think the craziest
scene
is where they're holding on to like that bad guy, and then they just drop him, and his ankles break.
and leave him to die.
Yeah,
and zombies, and then
that's the one scene.
It ran out of bullets. That's great. And 5 isn't that bad, even though everybody hates on it. Because sure, it's a little formulaic. It copies a lot of the first one, but it delves deeper into it. You've got like crazy simulations, and you've got the whole like meta plot of Leon and the boys trying to blow up the base, and it's a lot of muscly men, and some people are really into that. So
yeah. Hey, this is kind of sort of not related, but did you ever see that movie? Is it called In the Name of the King? You know what I'm talking about? The Yule movie with Ron Perlman and isn't Jason Statham in it too?
Oh, probably. This bald dude. Pretty sure it's Statham.
I think it's Statham, dude. I'm about to look up that movie.
He doesn't turn any movie down. Do I get to be drunk in the movie? Yeah. Dude,
honestly, I think that's one of the first movies I ever saw where I watched it and I realized, like, oh, people can make really, really, really bad movies.
Yeah.
Because I feel like growing up, like, you know, you see some movies that maybe you don't love nowadays, but when you're a kid, you're like, oh, it's a pretty cool movie, you know? Like,
for sure.
There was action. Like, yeah, there's like so many things that were like cool.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in your adult years is nothing like what you remember. And it is so bad. But when you're a kid, you're like, yes, it's the Avengers. This is great.
It's funny how movies are like that.
Yeah. And it could be anything. Like, let's see what things. I'm blanking, but I know there's more. Like, there are things that used to be funny when you were a kid. Like, I must have watched Clifford with Martin Short 1,000 times. And every time I laughed my head off. But watching it as an adult, I still love it. It's still great. But I just don't have, like, that maniacal laughter that I had when I was a kid.
I feel like that could be like some like Jim Carrey movie or like Will Ferrell movie.
Clifford?
No, like I'm just saying like those type of movies.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like watching a Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey movie where you're like, oh, okay. Like Dumb and Dumber or...
Yeah. Yeah, you love it as a kid and you're like, oh, this is really dated. It doesn't quite stick. That's one unfortunate thing about comedy is that it can get outdated real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that's true.
Just constantly trying to up everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where does it go from there?
What's your guys' favorite comedy movie? Oh, man.
Oof.
That's like...
It actually might be Clifford.
I love it.
It's just such a... Such a great movie that nobody has seen because there's no DVD of it that I know of. Like, it was on VHS, but then Orion Pictures went under and nobody bought the DVD rights, so it never got made as a DVD.
Wow.
You can find it like on YouTube. or something like that. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's wild. It came out in 94, just when Orion was about to go under.
Wow.
And
you know what else came out in 94?
Lion King.
Pulp Fiction.
And Pulp Fiction. And I think Jingle All the Way. It was a great year for
Jingle
movies.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle. Hey, that's the best comedy of all time.
Yeah, that actually.
But that's like another movie too, Brad, where it's like, as a kid, you're like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah. A kid is perfect. And then as an adult, it gets this weird creepiness. And it's like almost cartoony. And
I'm
it's
gonna
funny.
Blow this place up. It's like, really? You're going to blow it up just for a toy?
They actually blew it up. It actually made that poor police officer get a Daffy Duck explosion, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny for totally different reasons when you're not. Do you think in the future, when our kids are making a podcast, does it be like, oh, what would you do?
What? I think the kid's going to see this and be like, yeah.
Yeah, that was the perfect timing.
It'll be interesting to see like what happens in the future, though. Like, if they'll have podcasts or what they'll have.
Yeah. They'll have...
Because I feel like, you know, I feel like media is changing and stuff like that. It's almost like podcasts is becoming like the new radio.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You, remember, like, everybody would sit around a radio, and you'd be like, why are you sitting around your radio? That's so weird. But I feel like everybody's doing that with podcasts now. They're sitting around, like, in a car or something like that, or, like, at work, and they're just listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting. I feel like podcasts are becoming, like, the new radio for our generation.
Well, yeah, because nobody listens to the radio anymore.
Well, but I'm talking about, you know, like
zero
people. You know, you could talk to your grandparents before they had TVs, and you would ask them, like, why would you just, like, sit in front of a radio? Well, that was our television. But I feel like, you know, people now could sit around and listen to a podcast.
People don't sit around and listen to it. They're at work, or they're driving, or they're biking. Like, I'll never just listen to something without doing the dishes. In fact, that's why I do, like, household chores. Like, it makes it a little more bearable if I'm just...
listening to something.
Yeah. I can't imagine it's like sitting down on the couch listening to a podcast. Even music is hard.
Well, like, I mean, it's nice with some of the podcasts that have like video portions of it because you can just watch it.
But then it's still like a 3-hour long video. Might as well just watch a movie.
Yeah, but like some of them like show stuff.
I don't know. That's why I can't watch the H3 podcast, because it's just 3 hours of... It's a YouTube video. Like, I can't watch a YouTube video over, like, an hour. And even then, it's pushing it. Like, Defunct Land releases a new video, and it's 40 minutes long. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll have to wait till I'm, like, on lunch or something to watch it.
But you went full force, though.
Well, yeah, that's worth it. There's exceptions.
That's full force, though, dude. That was good.
Even some of my coworkers watched it. I was talking to them about it.
I feel like a lot of people actually have.
Yeah.
It's huge. For the type of thing it is, like, you're going to be able to talk to your primary class and be like, oh, yeah, I saw that last week.
I mean, I saw a meme page that posted about it today where he was taking that fat rip on his bond and he said he was milking it because he was coughing so much.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you milk it too long. Fatty, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on.
Well, I messaged him.
You're welcome anytime, dude.
And he sent me a picture of a blank image. It just was a white. And so I messaged him back and I said, this is blank. I don't know. This isn't anything. And he never responded.
He's basically saying, I'm a clean slate.
Yeah.
That's what
I'll probably message him back and ask him if he wants to go full force.
That's a key word, I think. He's not going to do it if we're only going 40%.
Would you classify him as a hero?
He's kind of an anti-hero, I think, because he's an everyman. He's not particularly, you know, outstanding in any field, but you want him to win. So that's kind of like the definition of an anti-hero.
So he's like our real life Deadpool.
Well, I think Deadpool gets mislabeled. A lot of people confuse anti-hero with like just a rogue character. Because by definition, an anti-hero is someone who's not a hero, not really possessing heroic traits, but they're the protagonist. So you're kind of rooting for them, even though they're not a hero. It's like anti-humor, you know? It's not funny, but you're laughing at it because it's supposed to be funny, you know? That's my two cents.
Okay.
He's the real-life Marty McFly.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Marty, he's not a hero. He's not particularly brave or noble. He's just kind of thrust into these crazy situations. And he steps up. And, you know, Fatty definitely steps up in his own way.
Hey, here's a question. So, you know, I mean, we've been getting so... This is totally, like, off topic, but... like we've been getting like tons of remakes and like reboots and stuff. What movie would they have to remake? Like what would be going too far? Like what would be a movie that could be remade that would just be like
live action or just like
remake of anything. What like one thing that if they remade it and you'd be like, well, that's just like they went too far. Like that should have never been done.
Something recent, like if they remade John Wick or they remade the first Transformers from 07 or 08 or whatever, like not a reboot, not a sequel, not a Bumblebee, just like a new Transformers and it's just called Transformers.
Yeah. Well,
none of the same cat.
They might do a reboot, but that would be real weird if they tried to do like a remake of that movie.
Like not Shia LaBeouf, but his character.
It's like the same.
And not
like,
make, yeah.
Like they have like the car scene with Megan Fox or whatever.
Yeah, and it's and like it's like a
two different people.
They just need to make a movie of that car scene. That's what they need to do.
Yeah,
that's
what they went wrong.
There's like a billion GIFs of it online, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. That's tough.
That is a tough one. I can't think of something right off the top of my head because normally it's just like, oh, they're remaking that. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean,
they're remaking everything. So.
So you know, what would yours be? Maybe.
Dude, I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, I need to think about it too. Actually, I don't know. It's
an interesting question.
Well, it's almost kind of like them making the Dora the Explorer movie. It's like, okay, you don't need to do that.
Well, yeah. That I'm surprised it's taken as long as it has. It's not even popular anymore. It'd be like if they had made a Blue's That's Clues true. Movie right now.
Well, they are remaking like, who's Blue's that? Clues.
Okay, there you go. That's pretty far.
And he's going to be, I think, a Philippine.
Filipino guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad enough they had to replace Steve with Joe. Like, what a wuss, you know? What a total total bag of used napkins.
Those squares, bro.
Yeah, that messed me up. That's not a real shirt. If you have to custom design your shirt with, like, a prop department, if you can't just go to Walmart and buy a squared shirt, that broke the realism for me, you know?
Yeah.
Up until then, I mean, puppet dogs, whatever, you know, cartoon. Okay, so what do the sniper drones actually do?
Nothing.
I always see them.
They just kill you.
It's like, I see them go around, flying around, doing something, but
I don't know.
They don't do anything.
They're up to no good.
Like the lightning guys or girls, drones, they blow up. The medic drones, they do their dirty medic work. But the sniper drones, I don't think they snipe.
Yeah. Back to that question, though. I think...
No, because it has me... I've been trying to think of something, like, I'm the whole thinking time.
I can't think of anything too specific, but I was just thinking, like, a couple of things. I think if they remade any Quentin Tarantino movie or any any Christopher Nolan movie...
Yeah. Right.
Or...
Like, if they remade... Not just Batman, but, like, The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Oh, another one? You know what, another movie? I don't think that they've done this, but maybe they have. But imagine if they remade 2001 A Space Odyssey. I feel like that'd be blasphemous.
I bet you
anything. I'd get a lot.
They probably will, though. They will.
Probably.
Well, because I think about things that would be really cool if they rebooted them. Like, Back to the Future. Like, yeah, that'd be cool. Like, I would be down for some classic time travel adventures. Yeah.
I think if they did it right. I feel like... I just have it. Like if Ghost... they were to do it, it probably won't be good, though.
I'm excited for the new Ghostbusters because it seems like it's going to erase the sins of the past.
Yeah, and that 2016 movie was pretty bad.
I didn't even see it, and I don't think I ever will.
You know, there were some funny parts in it, but, yeah, I mean, but overall, it was a real bad movie.
My parents are so funny when it comes to movies because they love the Ghostbusters reboot.
Yeah. They love sort of my... So my wife and my sister, and they loved it.
They love the new life. So they love like all these movies that give insane amounts of hate.
Yeah.
But they give good, compelling reasons. Like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, like I understand why you like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even go as far as to admit that some of Grown Ups 1 and or 2 are pretty funny.
Grown Ups 1 and 2 is a good movie. I think I've watched that like 2 or 3 times. It's just a movie where they make fun of each other the whole time.
But Grown Ups 2, though,
it was a stretch.
The beginning of Grown
Ups pretty rough.
Like when they're on the bus and Nick Swardson and he's like taking a nap in the Home Depot bed or whatever. Like that's some good stuff.
I don't know, dude. I think anyone who is actually listening to this. I think as soon as they heard us say that we like Grown Ups, they tuned out. They all closed out of whatever app. Yeah.
Yeah, please don't tune out. We do like movies.
They're like, oh, you guys like Grown Ups? Bye.
Give us a rating, and when you give us a review, type in like what your favorite movie is.
Yeah, we want to hear you guys' favorite movies. And if you say Grown Ups 2, then that's okay, because...
If you want us to talk about anything, let us know.
Okay, what about, like, so obviously it's everyone's opinion whether or not they like a movie. Right. But some movies are just so objectively bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chance the Rapper album bad.
Yeah, like, defending that, like, it loses any credibility. Like, that's you'd have true. To really not hear any music for years, and then this is the first thing you get, and it's like, oh, that's amazing. Like, you'd have to have not heard Igor, not heard anything that Kanye did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Yeah. There's some things that are just... They're just bad.
Subjectively bad.
Downright awful.
And it goes for movies, goes for games. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody can admit, except for, there's, like, hardcore fanboys that can't admit when games get really bad.
Mm-hmm.
My wife says Fortnite.
Wow.
Which even Fortnite has some redeeming moments. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, like no, it's a Fortnite's a good game.
If they had a separate mode where you didn't have to build, it would probably be a fun game.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
But that's what makes the game though.
Fortnite's so not really for me, but I can't say it's a bad game because it's not a bad
game. Like, take out the building thing and you get PUBG, which is better anyway. You know? Although a lot of people would go as far to say that PUBG is a terrible game. But
a lot of people would say that.
I love it.
No, it is fun.
It's just so absurd.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you guys are all down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, we're down for the count. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure they all want their food. I'm also pretty hungry. I haven't had dinner yet.
Oh, no.
I think we should at least finish the stronghold and then call it, maybe. Is that fair?
We can finish. Yeah, we gotta finish it for you.
3 hour mark.
Yeah, dude.
This stronghold is pretty crazy. I haven't even been paying attention to a lot of the story, but it, just the amount of enemies is pretty crazy. I could not imagine doing this on my own. We're going into this battleship. Hovercraft, I guess. I didn't know this was Destiny 2. So we were talking about Battle Royale games.
Well, we were talking about bad movies, and then we got to Battle Royale.
So here's something funny. My wife will attest to this. I get a lot. She's not the only one that said this, but a lot of people say that I just like everything. Because I'll be going like, oh, that movie's great. Love that movie. That one's good too. And people will be like, well, you just love everything. But then you try to get me to sit down and watch, I mean, anything U-Bowl has made. Or, you know, or like any of these straight-to-DVD movies. Or I'll see certain previews where I'm like, that looks like garbage. Or like Focus Features or a lot of things with Seth Rogen in a non-comedic role. Like, there's a lot of things that I don't like.
Did you like Seth Rogen in 50-50?
In what?
In 50-50.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I think you need to watch that, dude.
That's the best thing I've done.
What's his name? Joseph Gordon.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah.
He hasn't been in a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I watched that movie the other day, Cody. I was like, yo, where is he?
True. That's true. Where is he?
I swear to, like, I feel like the last movie he was in was The Dark Knight Rises.
That's the last one I remember of it.
He was in Sin City 2. He was the gambler dude. Yeah.
I mean, he was in Looper, but Looper, when did that come out? Around the same time?
That was 2012.
That was Dark Knight Rises time, yeah.
Yeah, same year.
Sin City 2 came out in, like, what, 2014?
2014.
Yeah, so, I don't know, maybe he pulled a Sam Worthington and just kind of fell off the map. That'd be sad.
Well, he tweets all the time, but he just, like, tweets about quotes or, like, what makes him feel good. And it's like, where are you at?
Do you think we could get him on the podcast?
No, maybe.
Obviously.
I'll DM him.
Yeah, DM him.
Hey.
It's funny.
What's funny?
Hey, go ahead. I was just going to say how accessible celebrities are because you can just DM anybody. But the odds of responding are very low. Although, yeah. I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
As even people.
Yeah, chances of replying to everybody nowadays, huh?
Yeah. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, what movie would you like to see Brendan Fraser in?
Oh, man. The new Mummy, of course.
That would be great. Like, let's say a new Mummy with Brendan Fraser. Sign me up. But, like, if you had to, like, a new movie for him. I mean, it could be anything.
A reboot of National Treasure.
Okay. I can see that for sure.
Yeah, that would
Would that cross the line, Cody, answer your question? If they rebooted National Treasure?
No, no, no. That doesn't cross the line. Now, if you remake Inception, that crosses the line.
It's Private.
But I think you can reboot National Treasure. I think that would be fun.
Oh, definitely. Or do like a sequel or something.
What are See, you guys' I would feelings love to... on the... Oh, what's it called? Indiana Jones, the newest one that came out, the Skull,
Crystal Skull.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a movie where everybody hates and stuff like that. But like, I didn't.
Yeah. Really... I honestly don't remember much about it.
I don't remember it that much. I know I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either. But I haven't seen it like since it came out.
And goodbye.
Bye, Bradley. Oh, what's this?
It's a good question, though.
Yeah, and I know they're doing a fifth one. So
Chris Pratt's gonna be in it, I believe.
Interesting.
It'll be interesting if he takes over. It's almost like maybe they wanted Shia LaBeouf to do that because he kind of like was, you know, starting to become big with Transformers, and then like he probably went crazy and they're like, nah, pass.
Yeah, it was crazy because Shia LaBeouf was in a ton of stuff like around that time. Like, remember Eagle Eye?
Eagle Eye, that was a decent movie.
Yeah, he was just like in so many. He was just in like a ton of movies around.
I still feel like my favorite movie that he was in was probably that scary movie one.
What was that called? Disturbia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually a cool movie.
I've like seen Disturbia, I think like 3 or 4 times. It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I think I have too. Yeah, it was good. I remember I really liked it. Disturbia.
Movies to reboot though. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, like what would be like a movie for you that you would not be happy if they remade that just came out?
That just came out?
Or like came out like in the last like 10 years, I'll say.
Honestly, I don't know. I can't think of like a good... Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not to think.
I got nothing. What was your favorite Fast and Furious movie?
To be honest, I like stopped watching like after. I don't think I've ever seen Tokyo Drift.
Oh, really?
I mean, like, it was, like, a good movie when I first saw it and everything like that, but, like, for some odd reason, like, I just didn't feel, like, attached to it like everybody else did. Yeah. And, like, when I got home from my mission, I remember, like, my mom and my sister were, like, obsessed with Fast and Furious. And I was like, where did this
So you've only seen, like, the first two?
I've seen, like, the new ones that have come out. But, like, anything between that, I would say, how many are there? There's 8, right?
Well, one, 2, 3, Tokyo Drift, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8, and then Hobbs and Shaw.
So I saw 1 for sure, like, growing up. I think I've seen Tokyo Drift, but I don't remember it.
I think Tokyo Drift was actually the first one I ever saw.
And then it always, like, blends in with, like, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in forever either.
But I saw the recent ones that have come out and stuff like that. And they were decent, but it wasn't, like, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like, when I was younger, I've never been freaking attached to the Fast and Furious movies either. Like, they're fun and everything, but you know, I'm not crazy about them. Like the first one's, you know, it's all right. The second one, I don't really remember the second one that well, but I feel like the second one wasn't very good, but maybe kind of funny. I don't know. The third one was the first one I saw though, and I did like that movie at first just because I thought like the drifting and stuff was cool, but that one's not that good either. And then the fourth one I feel like is so forgettable. Like I don't remember really anything about it. But then I do remember the fifth one. The fifth one was the first one that I saw where I was like, oh, this is actually, like, this one's cool. But it was, like, ridiculous. It was, like, the first one that went, like, full-on ridiculous and kind of just had a lot of crazy stuff.
Well, I swear there was a tweet that just came out last week where it was like, will Fast and Furious ever go to space? Don't rule it out. It's like, all right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. Yeah. it's going to happen. I don't know.
It's an interesting movie franchise, and I don't like have a problem with it. It's just,
yeah,
I don't know. I guess it's like part of me. Like I've never really been into cars and stuff like that, so.
Mm. Yeah, kind of the same, dude.
I just remember like growing up and stuff like that, like being around people that like talked about cars, and I'm like, I don't know. Sure. That one sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't good.
I'm down.
I'm just trying to neutralize these because there's timers on them.
Yeah, you got this, dude.
Disable rocket launcher. What? I did that one. Oh, no, you probably died right before. Oh, I'm dead. I'm so dead.
You got this.
Okay. I'll get Brad.
Bradley boy.
Oh, shoot. Bro, get out of here. I don't like this at all.
Oh, you got him. Nice.
And you're all the way over there. I'm just trying to neutralize these guys and then. Okay, let my health go up a little bit. I'm gonna come get you now. Oh, shoot. I just got sniped or something. Oh, it's that pooch.
Oh.
Oh, Brad dirty died.
Brad is down. The dog is right by me.
As long as I can get that. There we go.
Nice.
Where's Brad at? Oh, he's over there. Okay, I'm gonna go. Interesting.
Oh, the dog's going around.
Oh, there's another one?
Mm-hmm.
Brad's just
no, there. Bradley, is he gone or something? Watch out for that dog.
Yeah, he's not playing right now.
Wow. All that hard work that you put in so he could just die.
Where am I getting shot out?
Probably making dinner or something.
Yeah. Are you shitting me, dude?
This is Brad's fault.
happy. Well, if Bradley can't make it, we'll call this podcast a night and we'll just pick it up a different day.
And that's a wrap. How long has it been going on for?
80 minutes.
Hour and 20. Oh, snap. That's pretty good. That's a good little... I think that's a good length.
And thank you for joining. Not too long. Amusingly zany.
Boop, 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 boop.
Goodbye.
Bye.